Today, the Fed's narrow path just got potholed. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, where I've noticed post covering finance and property news. Well, higher for longer is back, baby, following the latest CPI data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which came out today for March in the US. It was significantly up on expectations, the third month in a row actually this has occurred, and this signals a fresh wave of price pressures that will likely delay any Federal Reserve interest rate cuts until later in this year, or maybe even into next year. The BLS said the monthly CPI for March, month on month, was up 0.4% and 3.5% year over year. That's an acceleration from February, boosted by high energy prices, while the so-called core consumer price index, which excludes food and energy costs, increased 0.4% from February, and a year ago it advanced 3.8%. Holding steady from the prior month. This core gauge is often seen as a better indicator of underlying inflation than the overall CPI, but core CPI over the past 3 months increased by an annualized 4.5%. That's the most since May. And the so-called supercore inflation re-accelerated in March after slowing in February, raising more uncomfortable questions for the Fed. Supercore, which measures core services excluding housing, rose 0.7% in March, pushing the year-over-year rate to 4.8%, up from 4.3% in February. That's the fastest pace since May 2023. The biggest bump came from transportation services, driven by a 2.6% monthly increase in car insurance premiums. But rents rose 0.6% in March from the previous month, at least according to Zillow, to a median price of $1,983. The climb was dubbed to be subtle, but tracks closely with the pre-pandemic seasonal average of 0.7%. Single-family and apartment rents were up across the nation. But the real estate industry is yet again frustrated with how the federal government measures shelter inflation in this month's report, as the data seems to be at odds with what's happening on the ground. Rents have been coming down in many parts of the country as record levels of new apartments were delivered in 2023. However, data on rents enter the CPI calculations with a lag, sometimes by as much as 12 to 18 months. So we might not see the full effect of lower rents in the CPI until this summer or the autumn, which means hitting a 2% target won't be possible until at least then. Gasoline and shelter actually accounted for over half of the overall monthly advance, the BLS said. Energy prices shot up 1.1% last month after a 2.3% increase in February. So the last 2 months have seen the biggest back-to-back increase in energy prices since last summer. Other notable increases included car insurance up 2.6%, clothes up 0.7%, and medical care up 0.5%. The costs of food were more muted, rising just 0.1% after no increase in February. The cost for car insurance, medical care, and apparel increased in the month, while prices for new and used cars fell. Shelter prices, which is the largest category within services, rose 0.4% for a second month, and owner's equivalent rent, that's a subset of shelter, and that's the biggest individual component of the CPI, climbed by the same amount. Now, it's worth noting that the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, the Fed's favoured metric, doesn't put as much weight on shelter as the CPI does. So conveniently, that's part of the reason why the PCE is trending much closer to the Fed's 2% target. With energy prices also back on the rise, it's actually unclear where the next downward moves on inflation will come from. Economists have long been anticipating some easing in shelter price growth, but as we see, so far it's not come through. Unlike services, a sustained decline in the price of goods over most of the past year has largely been providing some relief to consumers, although economists expect this to be less significant ahead, and the so-called core goods prices, which excludes food and energy commodities, fell 0.2% in the month. So all of this adds up to evidence that progress and taming inflation may be stalling, despite the Fed keeping interest rates at a two-decade high. With a strong labour market still powering household demand, officials have been adamant that they need to see more evidence that price pressures are sustainably cooling before lowering borrowing costs. And the data doesn't support that, of course. So no surprise then that the Treasury yields and the dollar jumped while the S&P 500 index futures tumbled. Swaps traders slashed the degree to which they see the Fed will cut rates this year. And minutes from the Fed's minute last month will also be released later today. The sound you heard there was the door slamming on a June rate cut. That's gone, David Kelly from JP Morgan Asset Management said on Bloomberg Television. It's definitely more inflation than the Fed wants. Policymakers will have access to one more PCE report, as well as another look at the producer price index before their next policy meeting, which will conclude on May the 1st. Fed officials have effectively ruled out a rate cut then. The evidence that progress towards lower inflation is stalling is seen as making the Fed unlikely to deliver on 3/4-point rate cuts by the end of the year. And policymakers' median forecast at their March meeting was for that, so things are changing. Confidence in that outcome has already begun to erode based on strong March employment data, which was released last week. Yields across the maturity spectrum jumped by at least 10 basis points on the day, with the two-year most sensitive to changes in Fed policy climbing more than 23 basis points to 4.97%. The benchmark 10-year note was out at 4.5% for the first time since November. Actually, ahead of the CPI data, sentiment was running high in some quarters that it would restore the prospect of more than two rate cuts this year. Actually, as of this week, banks, including Barclays, Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley, were all still predicting at least three cuts, with the first one coming in June. But now traders have all abandoned wagers on a June cut after the data came out. At the start of the year, the amount of easing priced in for 2024 was more than 150 basis points. That expectation was based on the view that the US economy would slow in response to the Fed's 11 rate hikes over the past 2 years, but rather growth data has broadly exceeded expectations. So all of this seems like it will solidify the idea of higher for longer and keep upward pressure on rates, at least in the near term, and even perhaps into 2025. As I said at the start, the bumps in the road have turned into potholes, and rates will be indeed higher for longer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.